KVGC News Time, now 10 minutes after the hour. Here's what's going on for the news. It is a Tuesday, the 20th day of October for 2020. Well, yesterday marked the deadline for Californians to register online to vote or update their voter registration for the November 3rd general election. But Amador County Clerk Recorder Kim Grady says voters who missed this deadline can still go in person to the county election office for same-day voter registration. According to Grady, registering the same day, a voter will get a ballot, which will be counted once the county office has completed the voter registration verification process. Now, voters can complete the same-day voter registration process all the way through Election Day on November 3rd. Remember now, Californians must update their voter registration if they have moved permanent address, changed legal names, or want to update their political party preference. Now, this still can be done through the same-day registration process. Grady also reminds voters, if you have already voted and mailed or dropped off your ballot, you can verify your voting status at voterstatus.sos.gov. Millions of ballots have already been cast across California, thousands here in Amador County.
Well, the Sutter Creek City Council met briefly Monday night discussing several COVID-19 related issues. Among those issues discussed, the placement of 8 new hand sanitizer stations around the town, plans for a Christmas open house in December with COVID-19 safety measures, and the city being reimbursed for coronavirus-related expenses. No additional actions were approved by the council.
Before I move on to my next story, I need to clarify that address. It is voterstatus.sos.ca.gov. So again, you can verify your voting status at voterstatus.sos.ca.gov. Well, PG&E gearing up for a potential public safety power shutoff Wednesday through Friday. PG&E's Operations Center has been activated to prepare for a potential Diablo wind event across Northern California. The 7-day PSPS potential forecast has been updated and now includes PSPS watch for Zone 5. Amador County sits on the southern end of Zone 5. At this time, Calaveras nor Tuolumne are in the PSPS zones. They are in Zone 8. The highest probability areas are in the northern Sacramento Valley and adjacent foothills, the northern Sierra Nevada, generally north of I-80, the North Bay Mountains, and near Mount Diablo in the East Bay. Please stay tuned for further updates. And again, you can always visit for the latest up-to-date information, pge.com/PSPS.
Well, skiing and snowboarding won't be much different than usual on the slopes when ski resorts begin reopening, but a variety of changes are planned indoors due to COVID-19. Capacity limits will be in place, some resorts adopting reservation systems. All Tahoe area resorts plan to reopen on both sides of the California-Nevada line in the next 2 weeks. Kirkwood set December 4th as opening day for now. Now, to limit the number of users on the mountain, some resorts, such as Kirkwood, have implemented a reservation system to manage the number of visitors skiing and riding each day. The number of people who enter restaurants and lodges at Kirkwood will also be monitored. Now, rules for masks and social distancing will be in effect, but once on the slopes, there's more than enough room to spread out and have your traditional ski and snowboard experience. For more details on opening day at Kirkwood, visit their website, kirkwood.com.
And Amador County Treasurer Tax Collector Mike Ryan has announced the first installment of the 2020-2021 taxes due and payable by November 1st and will become delinquent if not paid by 5 p.m. on Thursday, December 10th. Thereafter, a 10% penalty will be added. The second installment is due and payable on February 1st. Now, your Amador County property tax information is available online. To view the information or even print a copy of your tax bill, visit amadorgov.org/tax click on View Property Bill. If you have any further questions, give Mike's office a call.
And the California Department of Transportation, Caltrans, hosting a live public auction for two parcels of land in Amador County next week. Now, one parcel located at the southeast corner of Old 49 Main Street and Highway 49, about 1 mile west of Amador City. The other parcel at the west corner of 49 and Valley View Way on Sutter Hill. Now, the auction begins at 1 p.m. next Monday at the Caltrans District 10 office in Stockton. Registration begins at 12:30. If you have questions regarding the auction, contact Charles McKinney, 948-7962. More info as to the size and minimum bid for each parcel, as well as a list of other properties available on the District 10 website.
And that, my friends, is a look at local news on this Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.